This is Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 11. This is Mahaprabhu, Haridas, Siddha Bokul Milan. It's Chaturmasya. Devotees from Bengal have come to spend Chaturmasya with Lord Gauranga. And the Lord has welcomed all the devotees to Jagannath Puri. And he has arranged for Haridas Thakur to stay in a very quiet and lonely place, Siddha Bokul. Bokul is a type of tree and became known as Siddha Bokul later, but it was the place where Haridas Thakur would chant his japa under the Bokul tree. And just by hearing that Shuddha Nam from Haridas Thakur, then of course that tree became Siddha, if it wasn't Siddha already, being a tree in the holy dham of Jagannath Puri. The trees are already special living entities. But he was such a fortunate tree that he got blessed by Haridas Thakur. So now that he's there, Lord Chaitanya came to visit him to see that everything was fine and he was all right. Mahaprabhu aila tabi Haridasa milan Haridasa kare prema nam sankirtan. Prem Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Mahaprabhu met Haridas at Siddha Bokul and saw that he was engaged in Prem Nam Sankirtan, which is, this is what he was chanting, according to Prabhupada. He was, Prem Nam Sankirtan means with full love, devotion, surrender, attachment, and dedication, one purely chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhu deki pade age dandavattahanna, Prabhu alingana kaila tanre utanna. As soon as Haridas saw Mahaprabhu enter his compound, he immediately offered dandavats to the Lord. Gauranga lifted him up and then embraced him tightly. Dui jane premaveshe karena krandhan Prabhu gune vritya vikal Prabhu vritya gun. Mahaprabhu and Haridas began to, Haridas began to cry in ecstatic love. Premavesh. Indeed, the Lord was transformed by the qualities of his servant. And the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. That's very interesting. Prabhu gune britya vikal, Prabhu britya gun. Britya means the servant. Ekale ishvara krishna ara sabya britya. So his gun, his qualities had vikal. They transformed the Lord. It's very interesting that the Lord affects the devotees affect the Lord. The good qualities, the pure devotional qualities of the devotee, they move the Lord. He becomes transformed to see those qualities. Good behavior of the devotees. The Lord has a very good vantage point. He can watch everything we do. He's in our heart as Paramatma. And he's in the sky as the sun and the moon. He's watching. He's being transformed. One would think that Haridas Thakur, after embracing the Lord, Haridas would become transformed by contacting the Prem Sarup of Radha and Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But actually, first it's mentioned that Prabhu Gune Brityagun, that Mahaprabhu was transformed by the qualities of his devotee. And then the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. Prabhupada makes a beautiful comment here. Mahaprabhu and the Jiva are not equal. Mahaprabhu is always the master, and the living entity is always the servant. Vikal or Vikar, transformation takes place due to transcendental qualities. It is said that the servant of the Lord is the heart of the Lord. And the Lord is the heart of the servant. That one phrase can create a rapid transformation in someone's behavior. Prananath. Radharani, she tells Krishna, you are my Prananath. You are the Lord of my heart. You are the heart of my heart. And Krishna says the same thing. You're my Pranapriya. You're my Prananath. And then Krishna returns to Radhika and says, you're my Pranapriya. You're the dearmost beloved of my heart. You are the beloved of my pran. You are my heart. The heart of Krishna is a devotee. The heart of the devotee is Krishna. Saranam riyam mayam, saranam riyam tvaham. So there's no greater sadhu than Radharani. No greater, because sadhu means devotee, sadhu means saintly vairagi. Very nice. The servant of the Lord is the heart of the Lord. So if we offend the devotees of the Lord, that means we offend the heart of the Lord. Not even offend the Lord, but his heart. It's one thing to get someone offends your body, to give you a slap. That's a physical offense, to slap a devotee. But their heart may be, okay, cool. But if you go inside and manipulate their heart or disturb their hearts or agitate their hearts, that's much more deeper disturbance. Much more deeper offense. Because why? Because the heart, the devotee's, in the devotee's heart is the Lord. This is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Prabhupada cites a verse from Bhagavad Gita to explain how the heart of the Lord is the devotee. The heart of the Lord is the devotee, and the devotee is the heart of, Lord is the heart of the devotee. So what is that verse that establishes this point of tattva from Gita? It's a good quiz. Yeyata mam prapadyante tamstateva bhajam yaham mamavartmanavartante manushya partasaravashaha. All them as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. So this is the supporting verse in Prabhupada comments. Krishna is always eager to congratulate the servant because of the servant's transcendental qualities. Nice phrase. Congratulations. The servant pleasingly renders service unto the Lord. And the Lord also very pleasingly reciprocates, rendering even more service unto the servant. This purport, that this is Madhya Lila chapter 11, verse 187. It's all being discussed in context of the meeting of the pure devotee Haridas Thakura with Lord Gauranga. How moved the Lord is by meeting his pure devotee. And how moved the pure devotee is to meet his Lord, Sakshat Darshan. Haridas is chanting Nam under the Siddhabokul tree. And in his meditation, in his dhyanam, or his dhyana becomes so intense, it becomes a sporty, strong vision, almost seemingly tangible. But it's a meditative darshan. And all of a sudden, Gauranga walks in. Here I am. Oh, I was thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you. I was meditating on you. So then the love is already established in the heart of the Lord firmly for his devotee. and the love of the devotee is firmly established in his heart for his Lord. So when they meet together, then crescendo. They're like this. Sometimes you see a wave in the ocean. A wave comes this way and the beach is like this. The wave goes like this. Then there's a back wave called backwash. If sometimes the beach is like this, the wave goes and hits there, and then that comes back. Then this wave coming forward, and they go boom, like this. So this is what's happening. That when the devotee meets the Lord, then there's transformation of both hearts. That's not unusual to understand. If you meet someone your beloved, and you haven't seen them, when you meet them, then there's transformation of the heart. Two old friends come together, mother and her son. Oh, you've been in college, I haven't seen you. Then it rises. Haridasa kahe prabhu, nachuniya more, muninicha asprishya parama pamare. So there's the seeing of each other, the darshan of the Lord and his devotee, and then expressing, embracing. Because when feelings are so strong, you can't express them by words. Words come later. So the Lord, the devotee sees, oh my Lord, and offers dandavats. And the Lord says, oh my devotee, and picks him up, embraces him. And then after they cool down and the transformation settles in their minds and heart, then they speak something. So Haridas Thakur opens the dialogue. Oh Mahaprabhu, please, naspriśya, don't touch me. I am nicha, trinadapi sunichena. I am most fallen, and I am pamare, I am untouchable, lowest among men. Garanga is hearing this, looking at him. You're saying that? What do I have to say in response to that? That is the feeling of your heart, that absolute humility, that dhainya bhav. I accept that as your offering. Trinara pi sunichana. You're the example of the verse which I preach to as the Kanti Mala for all my followers. This is the Kanti Mala. Every follower of Gauranga, every Gaudiya Vaishnava has a necklace, Kanti Mala, of a shloka, trinadapi sunichena tori vasishna. I am lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree. Lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Ready to offer all respects to others and not expect their respect in return. Such a consciousness within a devotee enables him to attract the resonance of the holy name, Nam Vas. The Nam will come and live in his heart if he develops such consciousness. Haridas is saying, don't touch me. And Prabhu is saying, Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu kai, Toma sparshi pavitra haite, Tomara pavitra dharma nahika amate. Haridas, I want to touch you to become pavitram, to become purified. For your purified activities do not exist in me. So he's saying, I'm untouchable, I'm fallen, I'm low, I'm contaminated. And you'll get, if you touch me, you ought to take a bath, you'll lose your brahminical caste. What will people say if you're embracing a Muslim? Whatever your birth is, you're always that in a Vedic Dharma. You don't, if you're a Shudra, you're a Shudra, according to the general concept of things. Externally, one's still considered that, even if he takes Vaishnava Diksha in the eyes of society. Jiva Goswami comments in Bhakti Sandarva, when one takes Vaishnava Diksha, Gaudiya Vaishnava Diksha, then he becomes transcendental to the Varnas. But nevertheless, just to uphold and observe the social etiquette of the Varnashram Dharma, even though he's a Shudra, Rikshawala, American, whatever. He's a Shudra and he's taken initiation, Vaishnava Diksha, maybe Brahminical initiation, having observed the Pancha Sanskaras. out of deference and respect for the Vedic culture, he will, although he's more than a Brahmin, a Vaishnava is more than a Brahmin. Brahmanohi Vaishnava, this book is there. So many shlokas explain that a Vaishnava is more than any Smarta Brahmin, more than any Janam Brahmin, because he's connected directly with Krishna. But to observe the etiquette, he won't do yagyas. He won't do homas and yagyas, although he's fully qualified. By Guru Kripa, he can chant the mantras or read a book like every other Brahmin does. And nowadays, every Brahmin, he comes to your house and do a yogi, has a book like this. Om Bhur Vat Swaha. They don't even have, they're Brahmins by birth and by training, but still they can't chant the whole, perform a yogi without the mantras written down. So we can do that also. I can do that also. And of course, we're doing it. But 500 years ago, when the Sandarbhas were written, Shiva Goswami did not want to disturb the social order. Because Brahmins will say, oh, what is this? You're taking our family business. You're upsetting things. Okay, you're a Vaishnava, but you're a Shudra by caste. So until you take birth again in the higher Varna, then you'll be qualified. When you take birth, Janam as a Brahmin, then you can do Yajna. This is the general statement in Shastra also. And that's there. But we see in ISKCON, Prabhupada didn't, it was 500 years later after Jiva Goswami, and where are the Brahmins? Samadhamastapashocham. Gyana, was it? Shantir Arjavam Evacha Gyana Vigyanam Ashtikyam Brahma Karma Sambhavajam Brahma Karma. These qualities are hard to find, but they're easy to find in the members of ISKCON. Very easy to find the members of ISKCON. Peacefulness, purity, tolerance, following strictly Yama Niyama Astikyam, and learning, knowledge, all these things, control their senses. And they're doing yagyas, pujas, installations, aren't they? This is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Because this Janmana Jayate Shudro. So by birth, everyone is a Shudra in Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada's saying this is an example of the reciprocation of feelings between the master and the servant. The servant thinks that he's most impure and the master should not touch him. And the master thinks that that Krishna thinks that he has become impure by associating with so many impure living entities. So therefore, he, Krishna, should touch a pure devotee like Haridas just to purify himself. So Krishna is getting contaminated by riding as a super soul in the hearts of all the misbehaving jivas. So he's looking, like Ganga. Ganga becomes contaminated by all the Vishayis and sense gratifiers that bathe there to download their sins and dump off their sins, wash away their sins by Ganga Snan. Pavitra Snan, Tirtha Snan. And Ganga was complaining. She said, hey, Are, King Bhagiratha, I'm flowing in the heavenly planets and Surajuni Ganga, but the people there, they're not engaging all the sin. That's just their punya karma. But here, earth planet, if I come there, so many people take advantage of Ganga Snan, Pavitra Snan, and leave all their sins in my waters, and I how will I exist? Then Bhagirathi said, don't worry. All the saints and rishis and sages will bathe there every day to honor the Ganga, the Vishnu Charanamrita. And when they bathe there, they'll absorb all the sins from your waters. So she said, all right, that's a good deal. So as Ganga is absorbing the sins, so this point is being made here that the Lord is feeling that by being in these hearts of all these sinful people. So Ganga becomes purified by touching the pure bodies of the saints. And the Lord becomes purified by touching the pure devotee, the body of his pure devotee. Actually, both the servant and the master are already purified, because neither of them is in touch with the impurities of material existence. Krishna and his devotee are already equal in quality, because both of them are purest. There is a difference in quantity, anuchit and vivuchit. The master is unlimited, and the servant is limited, anu, atomic. The servant always remains subordinate to the master, and this relationship is eternal and undisturbed. However, as soon as the servant feels like becoming the master, he falls into Maya. Thus, it is the misuse of free will that one falls under the influence of Maya. Mahaprabhu replies, or Mahaprabhu is continuing to speak. Shane shane karatumi sarvatirte snan. Shane shane karatumi yagyatapodhan. Mahaprabhu praised Haridas Thakur by saying, at every moment, you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. And at every moment, you perform great sacrifices, austerity, and charity. So he's taking Sarva Tirtha Snan. And he's taking Yajna. He's performing Yajna Tapo Dan. How is he doing that every moment? What is he doing that has the same, has more purifying, more elevating, and transforming effect than Yajna, than sacrifices and austerities and charity and visiting all the holy places and taking snan? What is he doing that's better than that? Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Because there's so many supporting verses in other shastras that say that if one is engaged fully in chanting Harinam, it already indicates, already proves in his previous life he's done thousands and thousands of yajnas, thousands and thousands of vratas, given thousands and thousands of charities and donations, and taking thousands and thousands of holy baths and holy places. He said, okay, I've done all that, now everything's here. Eva Kevalam, Keval, only Harinam, Eva Kevalam. And more, and these are all, Lord Gauranga is glorifying the holy name, basically, through the means of glorifying Haridas, because he's the exemplar of the holy name. He's the embodiment of the holy name. He's the Namacharya. Not only that, Haridas, Nirantara Karachari Veda Adyayan Dvija Nyasti Hayate Tumi Parama Pavan. Haridas, without cessation, you're always studying the four Vedas. You are far better than any Brahman or Sannyasi. Dvija Nyasi Tumi Parama Pavan. You're supremely pure. Parama Pavan. You're much more pure than any sannyasi, and much more pure than any Brahmin. Dvija Nyasi Tumi Parama Pavan. You're supremely pure. And then someone might, who reads this quotation from Lord Gauranga, he may doubt, oh, you're saying that with your language of Bengali, Mayapura Bhasha. But is there any praman, any evidence from Shastra? Can you prove it from scripture? So then Lord Chaitanya gives pramanic, say, proof from Shastra. And this is, everyone accepts certain Vedas as Amalam Puranam, or perfect. So the Bhagavatam is Amala Puranam. Of the 18 Puranas, the Bhagavatam is perfect, unassailable. Verse 3:33:7 from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bhata swapa cho tu gariyan, yad jiva vartate nama tu bhyam, te brahmanuchur nama grinantiye te. My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated Brahmin. Although he may be born in a family of chandalas, dog eaters. So therefore, by material calculation, or the in terms of varna vichara, consideration of varna, he is the lowest of men, yet still he is glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. So Mahaprabhu is proving here. Ete bali tanre lana gela pushpadyan ati nebrite tanre dila vasastan. Mahaprabhu said this, and then he took Haridas within a flower garden in a very secluded place. I made a mistake. I was saying that he met him there. But actually what happened, he met him in the Gambhira. But all the other devotees came from Bengal, Mayapur, Navadvip, Shantipur, Kalna, Ambika Kalna, Sri Kalna. And they came right close to Mahaprabhu, but Haridas stayed at a distance. He felt, these are all Mishras and Brahmanas, I don't want to mix with them, I may contaminate. So he saw the Lord from a distance. After greeting all the Brahmins and his Nityasiddha associates, Parishads from Mayapur, West Bengal, then he dispatched them. He said, please go take snan in the ocean and take darshan of Gauranga and come here for prasadam later, Mahaprasad. But he noticed at a distance, very great distance, Haridas is waiting in a very humble position. So after everyone cleared out and left, then he called Haridas, come. Then this whole dialogue is going on. So now he's bringing him. He hasn't been in Siddhabokul. He's bringing him to Siddhabokul. So he took him. He met him. It's not very far. It's basically, if you're in the Gambhira, in Kashi Mishra's house on the Swargadwara Road, I believe, at that side. If you come out of the Gambhira and turn right, or maybe left, it's either right or left, turn right and go a little bit, and turn left. Come out of the Gambhira and turn left and go to the next street. And it's a little alley. Then you turn left and go down the hill and then turn right. So basically, as a bird flies from the Gambhira, because we don't know if all those roads were there then. It was all forests and trees and just the temple and a few Brahmins' houses which were on the other side or right there on the main road. But behind there in that whole area could have been jungle. So to go through the jungle to get from Gambhira to Siddhabokul is like matter of, it's like from here to Radhakund. Hardly a minute or two. So they were there in the Gambhira, and he said, come, I'll show you a very nice place. Nibrita Kunj, Nibrita place, a lonely place. A Pushpa Udyan, it's a flower garden. So it was a flower garden, a very secluded place, and he showed him his residence. Heistani Rahikara Nam Sankirtan Pratidina Asiyami Kariba Milan. Mahaprabhu requested Haridas, remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I shall personally come here to meet you daily. So much power the Mahamantra has. Pure devotion is Sri Krishna Sankarshani. Karshani completely attracts the Lord. Is there any other devotee in Puri that Lord Chaitanya would go to see every day? These are tricky questions. We're in Jagannath Puri, and the Lord is saying, I will come pratidin every day to come and see you. Is there any other devotee that he would come to see every day? Who's that? Who's saying? Yeah, you seem to have all the answers. Gadadhar Pandit. And where was he meeting him every day? Tota Gopinath. Tota means garden also. Tota. The garden of Gopinath. And he's giving him more instructions. Mandirera chakra deki karila pranam e tani tomara asibe prasadhan. Haridas, stay here in Siddhabokul, peacefully. And look towards Jagannath's temple and you see the chakra on the roof. Then you pay obeisances from a distance because you're not allowed in the temple. being of a fallen Muslim, fallen caste, not Hindu. No, if you're non-Hindu, you're not allowed. There's even a sign there. Non-Hindu is not allowed. As far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have it sent here. So much care and concern. Garanga is personally coming to visit him every day at a time that's convenient to both. And then at the appropriate time for Haridas to take his prasad, then he's sending Mahaprasad through Govindadas to deliver it every day. And they say the Lord is impersonal. How is it possible? The Lord is so personal, so caring, every detail. You stay here peacefully. I'll come visit you every day. Is everything fine? Everything all right? And I'll arrange for food for you because you're busy. You're doing nam. You don't even have time to do bhikshu, to do madhukari. You just stay here. So that he could have, if Lord Chaitanya didn't make that arrangement, he could go out and bake some food. Maybe difficult also though. Because when one does madhukari, he has to go to home of Brahman. Take the food from the hand of a Brahman. So if a Muslim shows up at a Brahman's door, it's unlikely they would give any food. Because they have to touch him or see him. He's very strict 500 years ago. That's why he stayed that side. He was down the hill because that main street on either side of that street and to the right of Jagannath Mandir going up that hill towards Todagopinath, that's where all the Brahmins stay. So he was in a safe distance, but he stayed there. Rath Yatra, he came out to dance. Nityananda Jagadananda Damodara Mukunda Haridase Mile Save Pahila Ananda. When Nityananda Jagadananda Damodara Prabhu and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas, they all became very pleased. So that's the story of Haridas giving his bhajan stali and puri.